Iraqi weather forecast, going to be generally sunny with some clouds here and there today. Still a lingering chance for some thunderstorm activity, stuff that's been rolling through much of the state overnight. And we'll have a high today, going to be another warm one, a high of about 85 degrees. Temperature-wise, in southeast Wisconsin at this hour, we are looking at, in Kenosha, a reading of 77 degrees. 76 right now in Burlington. It's 78 in Milwaukee, 77 in Racine. The air quality, well, yesterday was a little bit unhealthy. That's why there was advisory out for ground-level ozone pollution. It ended, though, last night. The DNR said the advisory did extend up the Lake Michigan shoreline to Brown and Door counties. It was especially during the afternoon that the air quality reached unhealthy levels. Folks affected, of course, children, the elderly, people with respiratory and heart problems, anybody else just participating in strenuous outdoor activities for any prolonged period of time. Don't have that today. Things will eventually be cooling off. We're talking mid-70s for a high by Wednesday. Kenosha police not saying much about a badly decomposing body that was found in a parked car in the backyard of a 1800 block of 52nd Street. The only other information that's been put out regarding this is that it was a man. The body appeared to have been in the vehicle for several days. It was a We Energy's repair crew that was doing work in the area. They came across the vehicle and what was inside. They immediately called 911. Back in Fond du Lac County, the jurors are on the job this morning. The trial of 62-year-old Kenoshan Dennis Brantner. He is accused in killing Assertivance Barrett Beck about 26 years ago. Witnesses called before the proceedings came to an end for the weekend included Thomas Reby. He owned a crop dusting service in Waupun back in the late 1970s, and Brantner worked for him. So the Brantner was pretty resourceful in terms of negotiating his way around that area.
We had some primitive maps. But he's very capable of finding his way around, extremely smart. I mean, you tell him what to do or where to go. He had no problems.
Brantner claiming, though, he had not been to the area where the 18-year-old Beck's remains were found in a ditch outside of Waupun. The district attorney's office, though, has been calling a number of witnesses trying to establish the fact that Brantner knew where he was going. In Brookfield, police say two women from Missouri were struck by a car while crossing a city street last night. The victims, ages 57 and 63. A news release has both of them taken to the hospital, one suffering more serious injuries. The driver of the vehicle, a 24-year-old woman from Brookfield, she was cooperating, according to reports, with the investigation. In southeast Wisconsin, a number of traffic accidents, including a motorcycle crashing last night in Racine near Rapids Drive and Northwestern Avenue. The operator suffering a possible broken leg and head injury. No serious injury with a car that left Highway 20 and struck a tree last evening near Westlawn Cemetery in Mount Pleasant. And a pickup truck hit by an Amtrak train, the driver reportedly going around the down gate late Saturday night for Highway K in Franksville. That driver was taken up to Frederick Hospital. In Milwaukee, a first drunk driving arrest for a man from there, expected in a wrong-way collision involving a mother and two children being hurt. This happened on the interstate at West Wells. A head-on crash, the offending vehicle going southbound. 36-year-old driver, a reported blood alcohol level of 0.14. Well, Democratic State Representatives Melissa Sargent of Madison and Deb Colstie from Janesville, they want to bring a little more transparency and accountability to drug manufacturers. This in light of record highs for both profits and product purchase. Kevin Kane is with the Citizen Action of Wisconsin group. Says drug costs are being borne by Wisconsin families, and legislation would provide more information about the company's operations, noting government can play a huge role in controlling drug prices.
A lot of it is if there are ways that the state or local governments can help large businesses, help consumers work to negotiate prices, or even to influence how insurance companies and drug companies negotiate with each other, we should be doing that.
According to Kane, even a lively public discussion about drug prices can have an effect based on their research. And State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss putting out a statement regarding the passing of Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes, calling her a great leader who helped to shape the person I am today. She was gracious, generous, and incredibly talented at finding workable solutions to get things done. Voss adding, I had the privilege of learning under her leadership on the Joint Committee on Finance. She helped me become a better legislator, taught me to focus on solving problems, and to find common ground when possible. Rhodes died at the age of 65 over the weekend from an undisclosed illness. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board meeting, an agenda that calls for action not only on the fiscal year budget, at least at this preliminary stage, but then there are labor agreements with the three main employee groups. The proposed fiscal year 2017 budget is about $300 million. The new board members learned about the ins and outs of the budget during a work session last week that it also includes a tax decrease. Again, it's only preliminary. The final budget adoption won't come until later in the fall. The action items portion of the agenda, well, that has tentative agreements for 2016-17 on base wages and supplemental pay for teachers, teaching assistants, and building service employees. Funny thing happened on the way to the city of Racine updating the ordinance on billings for ambulance services by the fire department 2 years ago. The council approved the changes, including higher fees, but the wording never made it into the books. Fire Chief Steve Hansen, talking to the Finance Committee recently, said this came to his attention via the city attorney's office.
Apparently there must have been something that happened that never got printed in the city ordinance, the municipal code book. So this is putting what was done back in 2014 into the municipal book.
City Attorney Scott Letney indicating it was just one of those things that needed reaffirmation. City Administrator Tom Friedel saying the increased ambulance fees approved 2 years ago are being collected, have been all along. Just the documentation part of the council's action somehow got left out of the process. That is something that will be corrected with another vote on Tuesday. In Kenosha tonight, the alderman will be voting on a couple of contracts for street work. One of those is the resurfacing of 7th Avenue from 65th to 68th Streets. Cecchini Asphalt's bid was $441,500. The other contract, that's for the epoxy pavement markings you see at various city locations. It'll go to a company out of Ryo, Wisconsin. Their bid, $229,500. A forum coming up in Milwaukee Wednesday. It's to give anybody who's interested in expanded passenger rail service in Wisconsin a chance to ask questions, maybe learn a little bit more about how to help build support for more trains to more places. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A state transportation organization called All Aboard Wisconsin has held 5 forums across the state so far, with more planned for this year. The group's president, Nona Hill, said they would like people who want to increase their transportation choices to attend the meeting to talk about where they would like to go by train if the service was available. There will also be presentations with updates on passenger train service development in the state and the Midwest, and where expansions might occur in the coming years. The meeting will be held in Milwaukee City Hall beginning at 5 p.m. Wednesday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And when the Kraut Music Fest came back to Caledonia Franksville Memorial Park last year, after having been gone for, well, quite some time, organizers did bring back the championship kraut eating contest for both men and women and children. The men's title yesterday going to Troy Bellows, besting last year's champion Sean Lucas, 2 minutes to down 2 pounds of kraut. Tops among the women, Terry Gemmel and her daughter Beth, and it was Brenda Lashley's son who was the winner in the children's division. Brenda, finished third among the women. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast in it. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.